Blog Talk Radio.
Now I want everybody to clap your hands in this place.
Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen and ladies, we want to bring to you Memphis' own. The world's been waiting on it. And now the wait is finally over. Chantel.
Trouble in my way. I have to cry sometimes.
Everybody, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good people. Amen. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Reign of Glory Revival Ministry. Amen. You are on the air with no other than the one and only, amen, Apostle Carolyn McNeil this morning. Amen. Praise God. I thank God for you and you for allowing me to come into your homes this morning. Praise God. I thank God, hallelujah, for this Sunday morning, bright Sunday morning with the Lord has made. He said we shall rejoice and be glad in it. How about that, people of God? Come on, let's give God some glory this morning. Amen. Because he is due our praise this morning. He woke us up. We are in our right mind and we have the activity of our limbs. Amen. Praise God. So we thank and praise God this morning for you, you, and you. Amen. Y'all know how we do. Let us pray. Let us pray. Let us pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless you. We praise you, Father. We give you glory this morning, Lord God. We come, God, this morning. Ha, yes, Holy Spirit. Asking, Father God, that you are moved by your mighty power, God, in the name of Jesus. God, that you will move upon me right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Let your glory reign this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, I pray, God, by saying, yes, Holy Spirit, that you will meet every need this morning, Lord God. Go to the depths of our spirit this morning, Lord God. Cause a revival to take place in our lives, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Not only us, Father God, but everyone that's connected to us, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we just thank you, Lord God. Now, God, as I have studied, Lord God, let the power of the Holy Ghost reign upon me this morning, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Father God. You know, God, what we need this morning. You know, Father God, what will test the depths of our soul this morning, Lord God. You know, Father God, what will lift us up this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you, Lord God, for the movement of the Holy Spirit even now, Lord God, going house to house, breast to breast, Lord God, soul to soul, Father God. God, in the name of Jesus. So we give you glory. We honor your presence here this morning, Lord God, and we say thank you this morning, Lord God. Now, God, I pray, give me wisdom, give me the knowledge, and give me the understanding that only you can give me this morning, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that I may rightly divide the word of truth this morning, Father God, to thy people. So, Father, I thank you, I praise you, I glorify you, and I lift you up. These things I pray in your son Jesus' name, amen. People of God, amen, praise God. God was dealing with me this morning and on this week, praise God, hallelujah. I'm going to go to a passage, amen, that we all recognize. Acts the 27th chapter, verses, let me just go, I'm going to change the verse. Amen, praise God, the Holy Spirit leading me to move another way. Acts the 27th chapter, starting at verse number 13, that'll give us a good understanding of what the Holy Spirit wants us to have on today. Praise God. Hallelujah. With that being said, amen. It's going to take me a minute to read this, but I want you to really be attentive to what the Holy Spirit is saying to us this morning. Amen. Praise God. With that being said, let me read from verse number 13. It says, when the south wind blew softly, supposing that they had obtained their desire, putting out to sea, they sailed close to Crete. But not long after, a tempest head wind arose called Euclidon. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit. So when the ship was caught and could not head into the wind, we let down her drive and running under the shelter of an island called Claudia. We secured the skiff with difficulties. When they had taken it on board, they used cables to undergird the ship. And fearing lest they should run aground on the Cyprus band, they struck sails and so were driven. And because we were exceeding a tempest and tossed, hallelujah, the next day they lightened the ship. On the third day, we threw the ship tackle overboard with our own hands. Now, when neither sun nor stars appeared for many days, yes, Holy Spirit, and no small tempest beat on us, all hope that we would be saved was finally given up. But after abstinence from food and no food, praise God, then Paul stood in the midst of them and said, men, you should have listened to me and not have sailed from Crete and incurred this disaster and loss. And now I urge you to take heart, for there will be no loss of life among us. Now Paul is speaking, and now I urge you to take heart, for there will be no loss of life among us, but only of the ship. For there stood by me this night an angel of God to whom I belong and whom I serve. Oh, y'all, come on, talk to me this morning. Saying, do not be afraid, Paul. You must be brought to Caesar. And indeed, God has granted you all those who sail with you. Therefore, take heart, men, for I believe God that it will be just as it was told me. Come on, people of God. Hey, my son, see, we got to believe God that what God says, it stands. Paul knew that God spoke and it shall stand. Somebody say, I'm standing on the word. However, we must run aground on a certain island. Now, when the 14th night had come, 14 nights, come on, people of God. As we was driven up and down in the Arctic Sea, about midnight, the sailors sensed that they were drawing near some land. And they took surroundings and found it to be 20 fathoms. And when they had gone a little further, they took sounding again and found, glory to God, it to be 15 fathoms. Then fearing lest we should run aground on the rocks, they dropped down 4 anchors from the stern and prayed for day to come. And as the sailor was seeking to escape from the ship, when they had let down the skiff into the sea, under pretense of putting out anchors from the prow, Paul said to the centurion and the soldier, unless these men stay in the ship, you cannot be saved. Then the soldiers cut away the rope of the skiff and let it fall off. I want to stop there for right now. We find that, amen, praise God, hallelujah. When bad things happen in our lives, God knows how to make the broken pieces work for our good. Why is God speaking to us today, glory to God, about the brokenness of what Paul had to go through? Paul, glory to God, knew, amen, praise God, because even to the point where even when before this happened, amen, Paul was in the midst of a people. The people of God, glory to God, glory God, began to listen to Paul. Then Agrippa said to Paul, you almost persuaded me to become a Christian. Oh, y'all come on, talk to me today, praise God. This man was doing nothing to deserve death and chains. Glory to God, glory to God. But somebody got to understand there's always a mission that God sends us on to. Praise God, that sometimes it will not always be good. It will not always sound good. It will always, glory to God, be at the expectancy of the hand of God. But how many know that God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh on the inside of us. Ah, glory to God, glory to God. So when bad things happen in our lives, amen, praise God, hallelujah, you might feel that you're broken, praise God, how am I seeing? But that's the place that God wants us at sometimes, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God. Oftentimes you will hear me making statements that each and every one of us is either currently in a storm or just coming out of a storm or getting ready to go into a storm. Praise God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Most people don't like to hear, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, because you will have some ups and you will have some downs. Amen. Praise God. But sometimes, praise God, we believe that everything is supposed to be roses. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. But that is not true. That is not true, people of God. Glory to God. So sometimes, amen, God causes us to come out of a storm. Sometimes, praise God, we are in the midst of a storm. And sometimes, amen, praise God, we are getting ready to go into one. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We all face things in life. So I wish I could tell you that the following Jesus means you will never have to face any storms. I wish I could tell you that the following Jesus means that the waters of life will always be calm. Oh, come on, people of God, no global shanda. It will always not be calm. I wish I could tell you that the following Jesus means that life will be rosy and all your days will be sweet. Glory to God, glory to God. No, that's not true. Praise God, hallelujah, glory to God. But know that when Jesus is in the boat with you, amen, praise God, ah, yes, Holy Spirit, he is there to protect you. He is there to lift you up. He is there, praise God, to cheer you on. He is there, amen, to raise up a standard against the enemy and the wiles of the devil. Come on, Holy Ghost. You can be both in the center of God's will and still be in a storm. Why is God talking about being in the storm of life? Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because we have this question of God. We ask God, why this and why that? Why I'm going through that? Why can't you do this? Why, God, why can't you do it my way? Come on, somebody. Glory to God. But somebody know God is always all-knowing and all-powerful. He knows the way that we should go, that when we go the way that God wants us to go, amen, praise God, he will lift us up into a place. Paul was going through much, praise God, hallelujah, because if you look at the winds of God, the Messiah, you look at the Euclidean wind, amen, the wind and the wave, the tempest wind, the violent agitation, the tempest wind and the hurricane. Also, yes, Holy Spirit, it was also labeled as a cyclone on the Mediterranean Sea and a very dangerous place, amen, that Paul had to pass through. Ah, y'all, como se le mesi, biga masanda. We know that, glory to God, hallelujah. Sometimes, amen, life seems like we're in a cyclone. It seems like everything is coming at us, amen, praise God, hallelujah. But, people of God, listen to the Holy Spirit today. You can be both in the center of God's will and still be in a storm. You can be preaching in the pulpit and still in a storm. You can be singing on the choir, come on, Holy Ghost, and still be in a storm. You can be down on your knees, but still be in the storm. Trouble don't just come for the sinners. It comes for God's children too. Ah, my God, I give you glory. Life comes with troubles regardless of whether or not you follow Jesus. Come on, now somebody say, I'm going to follow Jesus all the days of my life. Glory to God. You can choose if you want him to join you in your troubles, or if you rather go through them alone. Come on, somebody, I'd rather go through the storms with Jesus than go through alone, because without Jesus, amen, I would not understand where I'm at right now. And I'm quite sure, praise God, what you are going through today, because everybody goes through something. Everybody got to go through, yes, Holy Ghost, the power of a storm, amen, every now and then. In, praise God, even to let God know that I, even in the midst of a storm, God, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. I will never leave your side. Come on, Holy Ghost. Some storms come to destroy and others come to bring us closer to God. Either way, storms are unpredictable and we never know the outcome until it is over. Oh, come on, somebody. Glory to God. Glory to God. You might feel that you're in the storm right now, praise God. But you know what? Sometimes people, God, when you come out of the storm, you realize why you went through what you went through. And when I was talking to the Lord this morning, amen, I'm coming before God in his presence this morning, amen. Praise God. Hananamasiya. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When we come to this place in life, praise God, we don't understand this thing until God bring us through. But the very storm that we have been through is going to be your power source to get you through life. So here we have Paul in the middle of a storm, and the ship done got stuck. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, in a sandbox. And just how it is sometimes we find ourselves in a storm that has us stuck in a place where we don't even know how we got there. Oh, my God. Anybody know what I'm talking about this morning? Because you're on the line with me this morning. Amen. Praise God. I don't know how I got here, God. I don't know how I got in this position, oh, God. But God takes us through things in life. Amen. Praise God. Are we going to be the sand? Praise God. Are we going to be the stubble? Praise God. Hallelujah. Are we going to be the wood? Praise God, hallelujah. Or we're going to let God refine us the way that he wants to refine us. A lot of times we don't understand how the global standard, what we're going through in life, but God knows what you have to go through on your journey. Oh, come on, somebody say, I'm on my journey. I'm getting closer to my destiny. Amen, praise God. Can you imagine Paul, amen, didn't do nothing, but he knew, praise God, hallelujah, that he had to go where God sent him, but he went there in chains and fetter, but also got favor, glory to God, with Julius, amen, praise God. Sometimes God even take us through things, amen, and still yet give us favor with somebody else, amen, hallelujah. So Paul knew that he had to go through some things, amen, praise God, the same way that we know that we have to go through some things that we can be refined, we can be sound, we can be meat for the master. This table, amen, praise God, hallelujah. God wish that all, glory to God, that be in good health. God wish that all will be blessed, amen, praise God. He wishes all, amen, glory to God, to go through life believing and trusting in him the way that he is in our life. Who is God into your life? Who is God in your family? Who is God? Glory to God, glory to God. See, that's sometimes that God wants to know, who am I in your life? Man can tell you your way, but I direct your path. I'm the one that leading you. I'm the one that guiding you. So if you can't go through this, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God, how you're going to get the spiritual thing? See, sometimes, amen, God put us in boot camp. Ah, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. He puts us in boot camp, praise God, hallelujah. We have to be retrained. Our mind has to be retrained. We have to be renewed, glory to God, glory to God. He has to come, amen, and retrain us. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit. Paul knew what it was like to be retrained, amen, on the road of Damascus. My God, I give you glory. Jesus stood, ah, yes, Holy Spirit, because Paul was doing all kinds of stuff. Ah, yes, Holy Ghost, to the Christian people. And he asked Paul, he blinded Paul on the road of Damascus, and he told Paul, don't kick up against the pricks, amen. Praise God. Everybody around him did not know what was going on, but Paul knew what was going on, and when he came out of that thing, he was blinded. God sent him on the street called Straight. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. And then, glory to God, allowed him to fast for those 3 days. He took one man, praise God, to come and touch him, amen, to let the scales fall off his eyes. Come on, Holy Ghost. Sometimes God has to take us into some things, amen, that the scales will fall off our eyes. Sometimes we are blinded by life, blinded by power, blinded by things of the world. My God, I give you glory. God is trying to get us in a place where things don't bother us. We want God. We want God. We want God. We want God in this hour. Amen. Praise God. Why we want God in this hour? Amen. Because because this is the time of God speaking in the world today. He's speaking to his people in a powerful way. He's speaking to his people to give them directions. He's blessing them above measures. Oh, come on, somebody. My God, I give it glory. So why not go through what you have to go through to get through to where God wants you to be? Paul knew what it was like, amen, to be hungry. He knew what it was like, amen, praise God, to be beaten. He knew what it was like to be drugged out of a place. Ah, y'all, come on, Holy Ghost, my God, I give you glory. But glory to God, he wanted to follow Jesus. Ah, my God, I say thank you. So Paul, in the middle of a storm, and the ship done gone and got stuck. How is it sometimes we find ourselves stuck in a place? Ah, we don't know how we got there. And the waves striking against the boat broke the boat in pieces and began to wonder if anybody would be saved. And that how life is sometimes when the waves of life come up and beat against you, and it seems like the storm has beat against everything you once thought was a safety net. Amen. And now there is no human defense against it, that when we cry out to God for help. The Bible says that once they realized the ship was not going to make it, they begin to say to them themselves that should swim to jump overboard and swim to shore. But to the others, they was told to grab hold of pieces of the ship and use that as a means of support until they get to land. Ah, glory to God. My God, I give you glory. How many feel today, praise God, that you're holding on to broken pieces? Ah, my God, I say thank you. It feels like, praise God, ah, yes, Holy Ghost, I am holding on to the horns of the altar. I'm holding on to pieces of my life. Ah, come on, Holy Ghost, I say thank you. Believe it or not, people of God, you have to hold on to every piece that you own. You have to hold on, praise God, my God, I give you glory, like you never did before. For those who are just encountered a storm and came out of it, thank God you made it and lived to tell the story. But somebody don't have that testimony. Because they couldn't withstand the storm. They couldn't take the wind and the rain that kept falling down upon them. To you I say, on guard to the next one, because there will always be another one. See, the people of God, my God, I give you glory. We don't want to hear, praise God, that when I come out of one, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, that I will go into another, amen, praise God. When I was talking to the Lord, he said, I want them to know that I am God. And sometimes I have to let them get a season of rest. And when everything is going good, amen, and then when things are going good, nobody's seeking me no more. Oh, you got the house, you got the car, you got the money, you got the children, you got everything that you need, praise God, hallelujah. But I'm not your first source. I'm glory to God, glory to God. I'm not your first. So sometimes I have to take you back into some places, amen, to let you know that you have to depend on me. Come on, somebody, and somebody in a good place right now. Everything is going good. You the head and not the tail. You the lender and not the bar. You above and not beneath. You have land that you never tilled. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost, my God, I give you glory. But how about the ones, amen, that's still yet struggling? Ah, glory to God. See, that's a place, amen, that we have the mountaintop experience, but we also have the valley. And when we're in the valley, that's when we seek God the most. Because when we're on the top of the mountain, praise God, I must say, everything seems to be going good. But glory to God, God deals with us in the wilderness, in the valley. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost, my God, I give you glory. Anybody know what I'm talking about? That's when you hear God clearly. Oh, my God, that's when you see the Lord clearly. That's when you know that God is dealing with you. That's when you get dreams and visions. That's when you get directions. Amen, praise God. But once you start climbing out of that wilderness, praise God, sometimes, praise God, we forget where we come from. You cannot forget where you come from, people of God. Ah, my God, I give you glory. So here. Well, my. Don't forget where you come from. Because sometimes God has to take us back to the refiner. Amen, praise God. There's still some pride there. There's still some residue there. Come on, Holy Ghost. So God has to burn up everything, praise God, that not of God. So here. But I want to encourage anyone that's in the middle of a storm right now, even though you may not know what the outcome may be, you ought to grab a hold of the broken pieces and let God guide you to a place of safety. See, I know what it's like when the storms of life comes raging and you can't see no way out and you're wondering how you're going to make it. How long this will it last? How will I survive? Somebody been waiting on God for a long time, wondering when this storm will be over. And there are some storms that are private storms or quiet storms that you are dealing with the waves that keep beating up against your spirit and wrestling a day and night, wondering if this will be your last day. Somebody say it's a quiet storm. My God, I give you glory. And you in a situation where you can't swim out of it like some people, and it may seem like others are going through some, glory to God, and to some, amen, same storms as you, if you worse than yours, but they seem to swim to shore before you, but God said you may finish late, but I promise you will finish great. Somebody say, glory to God, glory to God, I am going to finish great. Someone may be in a storm with their health, amen, and you are waiting on a diagnosis or the outcome, amen. Praise God. Some had some storms, amen, even on this year that broke up homes and destroyed marriages, and only one person is holding on to the broken pieces trying to make it work, and these are the storms that are quiet on the outside. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. But they are raging on the inside, and the storms was carrying you towards divorce court, praise God, but you came into the now on broken pieces, but you made it. Somebody has a child or children that you raised the right way, and the children walked the wrong way. And you may say, God, where did I go wrong? What could I have done better? Why my child has to be this way when I see some children who parents are not saved and didn't bring them up in the fear of the Lord, but they turned out to become doctors and lawyers and teachers and preachers. But I hear the Lord saying, if you train up a child in the way he should go, even when he is old, it will not depart from him. Like the prodigal son who strayed away from home, that was a storm for his father. But when the ways of life started to beat against his finances, and he lost all he had, he grabbed hold of everything that was broken and made it safely back to his father's house. Somebody thought that child was not going to make it because it went from bad to worse. And it looked like the storm was going to lead to either jail or the grave. But at the 11:59 hour passed, and just at midnight, We know what the 11:59 hour is, people of God. At the last minute, at midnight, the clock strikes. By the time you walk to your child's bedroom and saw them still there alive and well, or maybe you picked up the phone and the voice on the other end of the phone was the child said, "Hello, I may have been broken, but I made it." The storms of death came along, and it left a sorrow that it seemed no one can understand the pain. But wait before you give in to the storm. I hear the Lord saying, earth has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. And if you held on to the broken pieces and you made it, God says, every day I'm going to lighten your heavy load. If you just trust me. Somebody said, we got to trust God in this hour. We got to trust God when we can't trace him. We got to trust God. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody say, hold on to the broken pieces. I might be holding on. Huh? Yes, Holy Spirit. Because when you look at Paul's life, amen, praise God, he said, nobody is going under. We're going to make it. We're going to make it to where we're going. We're going to make it, amen, praise God. God is saying to us today, we're going to make it, even if we have to come on broken pieces. Hey, Rabbi Sinan Amasiya, we have to know that God is with us. Ah, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Hold on to the pieces that is left. Come on, somebody. God is going to renew your strength. I'm going to go to a song, people of God. Hallelujah, and I will be back. Amen. Hallelujah. This battle is not yours. Amen. It belongs to the Lord. Only if we hold on to the horns of the altar, whatever your broken piece is, amen. Hallelujah. Hold on. Glory to God. It could be your children. It could be your spouse. It could be your finances. It could be anything. It could be your job. Amen. It could be your neighbor. It could be your family. Amen. It could be your sickness. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hamasay. Yes, Holy Spirit. Spirit, it can be anything, but hold on to the Lord. Hold on to his unchanging hand. Amen. Praise God. One thing I realize, amen. Praise God. Yes, we are cast down, but we are not destroyed, people of God. Hallelujah. We're cast down, but not unconquered. Come on, people of God. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 4:7-11, he said, but we have this treasure in earthly vessels that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. We are hard pressed on every side, yet not crushed. Hear the word of the Lord, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not, come on, I want you to hear, not in despair, persecuted, but not forsaken. That's the word, not forsaken, cast down, but not destroyed, always caring about in the body, dying of the Lord Jesus, amen, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our body. For we who live are always delivered to death for Jesus' sake. Come on, people of God. The Bible tells us that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our mortal flesh. My God, I give you glory. Last but not least, glory to God. I'm almost through, praise God. If you're not currently in a storm and haven't just come and just came out of a storm, let me just serve you a certified stamp of notice, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, we can't sugarcoat nothing, praise God. Hallelujah. God makes us in the midst of a storm. We don't like the storms of life, amen. But if I can just be gracefully broken, like the song says. The song says, I've been gracefully broken, amen, that God can get the glory out of our life. There's a storm out in the ocean, and the song said, it's moving our way. Hallelujah, glory to God. And if our soul is not anchored in Jesus, you will surely drift away. My God, I give you glory. So here, people of God, we just thank the Lord. Today, I wasn't going to be before you long this morning. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. But just know, praise God, hallelujah. My God, I say thank you. Whatever you may be going through in life, hold on to God's unchanging hand. He will make the crooked places straight. He will level those things out for you. See through the eyes of the Lord Jesus Christ. Even at Jericho, the walls came down. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit. Even through the broken pieces. Paul was on the ship. I think it was about 188 people. When the Spirit of the living God spoke to him and told him that none will be lost. He said, we're going to make it, but we're going to make it on broken pieces. You're going to make it, and you might make it on broken pieces, but you're going to make it through the storms of life. When you hold on to God's unchanging hand, hold on to the horns of the altar, God knows what fire to place under us to burn out everything, oh yes, Holy Ghost, that is not pleasing to him. And I ask God today, glory to God, glory to God, everything, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, that he has not planted in our lives be uprooted by the blood of Jesus. That everything that he has not planted be uprooted in Jesus' name in your life. We thank you, Father. We give you glory today. As you begin this week, people of God, my God, I give you glory. I pray God shall back and close your life with unstoppable favor. God, bathe us again. Let everything you have passed through in life, let the good, the bad, the ugly, the bitter, the sweet, and the sour, all of them mixed together, work together for the good of Jesus Christ. See, we think about Proverbs 19 and 21. Hallelujah. All things are going to work together. Yes, they are. But I declare over your life today that the counsel of God and the purpose of which you were sent on this earth will stand. This new week that we're getting ready to encounter, every single thing you have placed before God, words you have lifted, every tear you have dropped, may they water your success in the name of Jesus. We thank God this day for a productive week. We thank God, Hashatodabasia, for taking us through the things that he took us through. Hallelujah. That we may know the power and the might. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Which he has blessed us with. He has given us all treasures. And I pray today, my God, I give you glory, that all his treasures will open up to you on this week. Everything that heaven is speaking over your life will be unstoppable in the name of Jesus. They will come forth speedily in the name of Jesus. May divine speed be your portion on this week. Unstoppable blessings, unmerited blessings, unclaimed blessings. My God, I give you glory. God is going to do it, people. Hold on to the pieces that's left. My God, I give you glory. Hold on, glory to God, glory to God. It's nothing like a sound mind. It's nothing like peace. That surpasses understanding, that will keep your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. Let the peace of God engraft you, let the peace of God cover you today. Let the peace of God cover your mind this week. Yes, Holy Spirit. Without the peace of God, we are all over the place, people of God. So you may be holding on today. You may feel like you're not going to make it, but you got to tell yourself, if I got to do it on broken pieces, I'm going to make it. This is my year of blessing. This is my year of favor. Even though it feels like the cyclone has come after you, the violent wind, praise God, the waves have come your way to beat up everything that you thought and everything, but God is going to let those things survive in your life. My God, I give you glory. Is God speaking to somebody this morning? Amen. Praise God. God's word is true, and whatever he spoke, it shall come to pass. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what it seems like. It's going to come to pass. Somebody say, it's going to come to pass. I got to walk by myself. It's going to come to pass. All the broken pieces, my God, I give you glory. It's just like everybody's looking for a crowd, but God is looking for you. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Glory to his name. Come on and lift your hands to heaven. Tell God thank you today. Glory to God. You kept me this long. Glory to God. You said you'll never leave me nor forsake me. You will be with me into the end of this world. Everything that God has promised you, it shall come to pass. If I got to do it all by myself, it's going to come to pass. If I got to go on broken pieces, it shall come to pass. That child acting up, the husband acting up, the finances is not there. Praise God, yet caught up by standard level side. Those are the storms of life, people of God, and you're going to make it through if you got to come on broken pieces. We thank God today for what he has said. We thank God for the movement of the Holy Spirit. We thank God for open heaven today. We thank God for what he has already done in our lives today. So people of God, know that God will never let you go under. Somebody say, God will never let me go under. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. God is not going to let you go under. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. He has a purpose and a plan for your life. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. There's a purpose that you're here even on today. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. He got me talking to you this morning. My God, I say thank you. Glory to God, because sometimes, amen, we get a preached word. It's okay, amen, but sometimes you got to speak the word, amen, glory to God, the way God wants us to talk, amen, praise God. Yes, the word was here this morning, amen, hallelujah, and God knows what he's doing. I'm going to end with this scripture as God given it to me. Y'all hear me turning pages, amen, praise God. I will lift up my eyes into the hills from which comes my help. My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. Psalms 121. He will not allow your foot to be moved. He who keeps will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. Come on, somebody. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forward and even forevermore. The Lord has you, people of God. When we can depend upon God for help. My God, I say thank you. My broken pieces are the way of life. Every piece that I'm holding on to, amen, praise God, I will be able to look back and say what the Lord has done, because you're going to make it to the other side. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank and praise God this morning, amen, for his grace, for his mercy this morning. Hallelujah. We thank God for everything that he has done, everything that he has said today. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God, yes, Holy Spirit, for all things great and small. We thank God, yes, Holy Spirit, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Hallelujah, Pasuna Masia, for the lifting of his spirit. We thank God this morning that he is wrapping you in his arms this morning. We thank God for great insight this morning. Hamasekandonabasia. We thank God this morning. Hallelujah. Glory to God, glory to God. Let us pray, let us pray, let us pray. Father, we just thank you. But before we pray, glory to God, God is reminding me, amen, I want to thank God, all, yes, Holy Spirit, for all the ones, amen, that has been a blessing to this ministry, amen, praise God. I thank you, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit. This is Sunday morning service, people of God, hallelujah. And if you want to pay your tithes and your offering, amen, you may contact me, 302-883-9799 for all the new ones, amen, that's on this line this morning, praise God, hallelujah, to support the ministry. Reign of Glory Revival Ministry. Amen. Praise God. It is a ministry. Amen. Praise God. If you need to get in touch with me, you can call me. Amen. For prayer or anything that you have on your mind. Amen. That you want to talk about, even through the Word of God. Let me just say thank you for all of that came on this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you. Glory to God. You allowed me in your homes. Thank you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God for what God is doing in your life and what he is going to do. Amen. And what has he already done in your life? We thank God. Amen. Glory to God. Everyone that's attached to you, praise God, are blessed. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody say, I am blessed today. Amen. Praise God. Even if I had to go on my broken pieces, I am still yet blessed. Even through the storms of life, I am still yet blessed. Glory to God, because God has his hands upon you today. Amen. Praise God. 302-883-9799. Let us pray out. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. I want to thank God. Amen. Even for pastor's word on this past week. Amen. Don't forget, amen, on Thursday, Pastor Ilona Waters, amen, praise God, hallelujah. True Vine International Ministry. Awesome word to say, even on Thursday. Amen. Now unto him. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I thank God for that word that she gave on this week. Amen. Praise God. You got to join into the woman of God. She's a powerful, anointed vessel of God. Amen. And we give God the glory. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing, what you're saying today, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for all things that you have done. We thank you for what you have said, Father. We ask, Lord God, that the word will take root today, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, that you have empowered us, Lord God, to go a little further even on today, Father. We thank you, Father God, yes, Holy Spirit, that even though we sometimes feel broken, Father God, you have gracefully broken us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that we will be the meat for the master's table, oh God, that we, Lord God, will bring forth the glory, God, that you have placed upon our lives, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that others that see us, Father God, that we will resemble you, Father God, yes, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for favor, God, even on this week, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for blessing our homes, Father God, and all that's in our homes, Father God, our extended families, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, yes, Holy Spirit, that you are moving by your mighty power, even on this week, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I pray, God, yes, Holy Spirit, that you will continue to strengthen, God, the bodies today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And God, whoever's on this line, Father God, that need a divine healing, Father God, that the spirit of the living God, the angel of the Lord will go touch them right now where they're at, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Because, God, you said distance is not a barrier, Father God, when it comes to prayer. The prayer will, yes, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus, will go right there where they're at, Father God. So I pray right now, Father God, that eyes will be open, ears will be open, Father God, and Lord God, that we will walk in the ways that you want us to walk in, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Let this week, God, be, let this week, Father God, yes, Holy Spirit, be some wild moments, Lord God, meaning that look what the Lord has done. Come and see what the Lord has done. We thank you, Father, for grace and mercy, Father God, yes, Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling, present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power. Let us say amen and amen. And amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you all. I love you with the love of the Lord. And guess what? Jesus loves you, and so do I. Amen. I'm going to leave you with a song. God bless you on this Sunday morning. Y'all come on.